Welcome everybody to our Wednesday video. We are so happy to have you here.
Thank you for joining us. So today, Janelle, we're going to talk about three things. Number one, a recent funeral that we attended. Number two, Padre Pio's experience with some souls in purgatory or a soul in purgatory. Number three, how we can respond and pray for the souls in purgatory.
You know, well, first of all, I just want to mention, like, my whole life I've always known about purgatory. I feel like it's just been part of, you know, my upbringing in the Catholic home that I was raised in. And it's never been like a scary thing. It's actually, I've always seen it as a form of mercy in terms of, you know, God preparing us in order to be able to be ready to enter into heaven to be with Him. But recently we attended the funeral of my auntie Georgeline passed away on January 4th. And she was a very holy woman, a very prayerful, devout woman, and really an inspiration to me my whole life. But it was her prayer service, and it was so lovely. You know, I feel like if I don't want to miss something, it's somebody's prayers before their funeral the following day, because this is our opportunity to pray for the salvation of the soul of that person. And honestly, I hope that church is packed when it's my funeral or my prayer service, because, you know, we can't just assume that somebody is in heaven. We can't just canonize someone a saint prior to, you know, God deeming that person worthy. And so we pray and we offer that person up to God in reparation for their sin, and just asking God's mercy on that person's soul.
Mm-hmm. And the funeral mass also so important, which brings us to an experience that has been recorded. Padre Pio shared this story in the presence of two bishops and some friars. And he shared that one snowy evening, he was sitting by the fire in the friary, and an old man sat down beside him in a chair. The doors were locked. An old man should have not been there. And he asked, "Who are you and what do you want?" And he says, "My name is Pietro Di Miro. I died in this building September 18th, 1808, before it was a friary." The man went on to explain that he was living in that building. It was a poor house. He had went to bed. He had a cigarette with him. And when he went to bed, the cigarette was still on. It caught the mattress on fire. He burnt and died. And he said God had permitted him to come to Padre Pio to ask for prayers because he was still in purgatory. In fact, he was requesting a mass. And so Padre Pio responded to the man sitting beside him saying, "Rest assured, I will say a mass for you tomorrow." He showed the man to the door, which was locked, and the old man left. The next day, Padre Pio did say that mass. And a few days later, he said that he went to the town office and looked at the records and with another friar and found indeed that on September 18th, 1808, a man had died in that building in the exact same way and manner that was described to him. And the man who died was the man, Pietro Di Miro. And so I highlight the story to share that there's people in purgatory who are in need of our prayers. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a special responsibility to those in our ancestry line who may still be in purgatory, because we have a greater responsibility, for example, to our children than we do the kids down the street, although we wish well for kids down the street. So family members, we have a greater responsibility to care for them. I think this also carries over into the spiritual life after people die. We have a responsibility to pray for our grandparents, our great-grandparents, mm-hmm. our great-great-grandparents. One reason I believe that this is a great responsibility is because their faithfulness, their life, allowed us to have our life. If they weren't open to life, we wouldn't have ours. That fact alone, even if you don't like your ancestry line, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We are indebted to the previous generation. Mm-hmm. And so I would challenge you, have you ever prayed for your ancestry line? Because of maybe there are some that have gone before you that are still in purgatory and are there until you pray. And so how can we pray? I think one of the most beautiful ways, as in this story, Padre Pio offered a mass. The reality is because of certain restrictions in different countries and places, you may not have access to Mass, depending on where you're from. Well, what else can we do? Well, we can still pray. And I'd like to share with you number three. Now, that third thing is a beautiful chaplet, the St. Gertrude prayers. St. Gertrude was a mystic, and she had also a great devotion to praying for the souls in purgatory. This prayer of St. Gertrude allegedly releases 1,000 souls from purgatory every time you prayed. I don't know if that number is 100% correct, friends. I don't know. But the prayer is beautiful. And the prayer is also can be used as a chaplet. So we have created a chaplet. It's 5 decades. It's linked at the end of this video. They're beautiful prayers. I had never prayed this chaplet before until we had created it. And I'm so glad we did. A couple nights ago, I went through it and I prayed it. I highly encourage you to do so if you've never prayed, especially for your ancestry in case any might still be in purgatory. So we'll link that video at the end here, also in the card right up there. Do you have any other additional
thoughts? I was just thinking you were just mentioning how, like, the chaplet that we created, but you meant like the chaplet that we recorded, because we actually didn't create the chaplet. It was given to St. Gertrude. So, but yes, I think it is a beautiful thing. And we do have a responsibility and a duty to pray for those who have died. And it's an honor. Like, how can we not, take advantage of this opportunity to gain friends in heaven? Because, you know, once they're released out of purgatory, they go to heaven. And then what are they going to do? They're going to just have gratitude for those of us who prayed for them and pray for us from heaven.
Can I add a thought to that?
No.
Of course. From the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This is a must here. Our prayers for them is capable not only of helping them, but also of making their intercession for us effective. So not only do we help the souls in purgatory when we pray them, but the Catechism is saying that we make their prayers for us effective. So they can pray for us while, it seems, in purgatory. And we gain a friend. Can you imagine the soul that's released in purgatory who was there because we prayed for them? We gain someone who's going to intercede for us as well. So friends, let's pray. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week. God bless.